Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. So earlier today, I recorded a live video on Facebook, and I went over my, what I call the five keys, or otherwise known as my fat loss formula. It's almost the end of the year. We're just a couple days before the end of 2016. We're going right into 2017. And this is the time of the year when people start thinking about their New Year's resolution. So what I decided to do was put up a free training going over and summarizing the most important, most effective and productive points to lose fat off of anybody's body. So this is for you if you have a lot to weight to lose. This is also for you if you want to learn how to go from where you are right now to just absolutely shredded. I'm going to share with you the principles and the strategies and the science behind the principles and strategies so that you can understand how to shred as much fat as quickly as possible. Now, a little bit of a warning, this is not going to be the easy way, but it is the fast way. So this is a two-part series. I'm going to go over the nutrition aspect first, and then we're going to break. And in the next episode after this one, I'll go into the exercise component, which you're going to put the two together. So again, you're going to listen to the raw audio of the live video that I created for it. And if you have any questions, again, please feel free, as always, to send us an email at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. Or join our Smoothie Shred Challenge. Go to smoothieshred.com where you can get all the support that you want. Both Brooke and I are there to support you 100%. Enjoy this episode. Right now, we're going to go over what I call the five-step fat loss formula. It's not really five steps. It's five keys that I've used through over the past 15 years to help people get super, super shredded. So I know for a lot of you, this new year, you're probably going to have a resolution to get in better shape, to lose some weight around the waist, maybe even get really ripped and shredded. So what I'm going to be showing you is the steps that I've used for successfully over the past 15 years to get my clients in insane shape, to also do the same thing that I use for my clients who are celebrities that go onto MTV and to do TV appearances. This is the same strategy that I use that when I'm working with my recording artists and models to get them in the best shape possible. But we're specifically talking about fat loss. So I want to show you how to lose fat as quickly as possible. And I'm going to give you the how it works from underneath all of the strategies that I'm going to share with you. Okay, so you're going to understand why it works. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our end of the year special, because we have I have a program called the Vegan Tummy Tightener, and it encompasses every strategy that I'm going to be sharing with you over the next few minutes. And what Brooke and I did was we put all of our products, like every single digital product and home study product that we have, we've put it together in a single package that we're giving at a huge discount. So I'll let you know how to get that at the very end of this. So I want you to get a lot out of this, so make sure that you take notes. I'm going to post this up to our group after it's over so that you can watch this at your convenience. Okay, so let's get started. How to lose fat as quickly as possible and how I've done it for many, many, many years. So let's talk about the nutrition side of things, and then we'll go over the exercise side of things. The nutrition side of things, it's very simple if you've already been a part of the Smoothie Shred Challenge. So the fundamentals are this. Number one, you're going to have a high water intake. So we want to get, when you're trying to shred as much body fat as possible, you want to get your water intake to, I'd say, no less than 96 ounces, no matter how small or big you are, no less than 96 ounces. What I've seen work best with the majority of my clients is one full gallon of water every single day. Now, if you're doing smoothies, the water that's in your smoothies totally counts. Now, liquid that's in teas and juices, that does not count. So we're talking about just pure water. Now, the reason you want to make sure that you get that much water in, because I know for a lot of you, if you're not used to doing that, then you really haven't been able to see the results. It makes a huge difference. It reduces bloating. It also is responsible for almost every biological chemical reaction inside your body, including the whole cascade of steps that lead to fat loss. So this is super important. You want to have that water in there. And the other thing too is not having enough water will actually promote fat gain. Because when you work out, if you ever heard of muscle glycogen, then you have to understand, in order to create
a single glycogen compound, you have to have a certain amount of water. So it takes three water molecules for every one sugar molecule to create a glycogen compound. So if you don't have enough water, what happens is that excess sugar, even if you're training hard, it can't be converted into glycogen if you don't have enough water. So if it doesn't get created, turned into glycogen, guess what happens? It turns into stored body fat. It goes to your adipose tissue. So that's not what we want. So increasing your water intake will help you maximize your fat loss. So we want to get a minimum 96 ounces. I'd say try to shoot for a gallon or more. Okay, that's the first key on the nutrition side. The second key is we want the food as nutrient dense as humanly possible. There is nothing that beats raw vegetables, hands down. There's just nothing that even comes close to it. No oatmeal, no processed foods, no rice, no pasta, no beans. Nothing comes close to the nutritional density of raw vegetables, not even fruit. Now, why that's super important and why it relates to fat loss is because your fat loss is dependent on the speed and the efficiency of your metabolism. So in order to raise your metabolism is the sum of all the cells in your body. In order for your cells to work at 100%, including your fat cells and all the cells that create the hormones that tell fat to be released from your fat cells, you have to provide them with all the nutrients that they need. And the best way to get that is through raw vegetables. The other benefit that you get from those raw vegetables is raw vegetables are very, very low in sugar. And what happens is it's very, very difficult to eat more than what your body needs to sustain your basic energy needs. So as a general model that almost everybody knows is if you eat more energy than your body expends, you have a tendency your body will try to store that excess as body fat so it can use it later. Well, it's very hard to do that when you're eating nothing but vegetables. What I have found through my experience is that the cruciferous family of vegetables are just by far some of the most effective, nutrient-dense, best vegetables that you could possibly eat with the type of fiber that they have for their effects in increasing metabolism and increasing fullness. They are just bar none the best because the cruciferous family of vegetables, the type of fiber is very, very, it's hard, it's rough, it sweeps out the insides of your intestines in such an effective way, just getting rid of a lot of excess gunk that you don't want. And those vegetables, the cruciferous family, well, they come straight from the ground. So they are in direct contact with the soil. And it's the soil that you're getting your nutrients, your minerals from. See, what it comes down to when it comes to nutrition, really what we're trying to do is just we're eating soil, but it needs to be converted into a food for us to put it in our body so that we can enjoy the taste and digest it. Well, you can't get better than a cruciferous vegetable because it's literally right there at the ground level. So cruciferous vegetables, eat as much of those as you possibly can. That's part two in nutrition. Part three, omega-3 fatty acids, specifically from chia seeds and flax seeds. Now, over the past, I did a podcast last night where I talked about my history of testing omega-3 fatty acids. The first time I learned about omega-3 fatty acids in terms of how why it's so effective at helping people lose fat was I was talking to a gentleman by the name of Dr. Scott Hayes. He's one of the greatest biochemists in fitness and nutrition that's out there. I mean, this is the guy who like walks the walk. At the time when we were talking, he was like almost 60 years old, one of the most ripped and muscular people that I've ever met. And what he taught me was how powerful omega-3s are because he said that, you know, what you've been taught, and he's referring to me and other personal trainers, in our nutrition classes, we're taught that for the most part, fats are kind of the same thing. And if you eat too much of it, then you're going to get fat. And if you eat fat, you get fat. And what he showed me the actual raw biochemistry of it. He's like, that's just not true. It's so ignorant and it's just so irresponsible to teach it that way because it's just absolutely not true. Omega-3 fatty acids serve as the raw materials that go into the creation of every cell in your body. So the reason you like omega-3 so much is because what they do is when they become the cell walls and the cell lining of your cells, and especially you got to think about this in terms of your glands, the hormone creation and your adipose tissue and even your muscle cells, they help those cells become more fluid, more flexible. And when they can be more fluid and flexible, that means that they can do cellular docking a lot better. So that means that when you're doing exercise and you're telling your body to release hormones that tell your fat cells to release fatty acids to be converted into energy, carbon dioxide, and water, well, you want to create as many successful cellular molecular dockings as you possibly can. And if you can make your cells a good percentage out of omega-3 fatty acids, and those cells are bendable, they're flexible, that they can receive as many of those signals as you possibly can that will increase and will optimize your fat loss. When I started putting people on high doses of omega-3s, the results were unlike anything I've ever seen before. I mean, we were literally doubling the weight loss and fat loss that I was getting off of clients. I mean, when we counted up the amount of calories that some of my clients were eating, that were, I mean, these are folks that were like in their 50s, and they were shedding 12 to 15 pounds in just 4 weeks. They were getting ripped. They were having six packs for the first times in their lives. They were consuming up to 1,200 calories in pure fat from omega-3s. So right there, that just shows you, if these people were losing huge amounts of weight and they were getting super shredded and fit, that there's no way that they were putting this fat on their body. They're actually utilizing them and using them to build and repair tissue in their body. It was amazing. So where you're going to get your omega-3s is from a couple handfuls of either flax seeds, whole flax seeds, or chia seeds. Not the oils, but the actual seeds themselves. And again, this might sound really familiar because this is the formula for our smoothie shred group when you're creating your smoothies, okay? So we've got omega-3s, water, high amounts of all these things. So omega-3s, water, raw vegetables, and that is the fat loss formula right there. We don't have to even worry about protein, because if you're stuffing your body with all these vegetables and omega-3s to the point of fullness every single meal, multiple times a day, you're gonna get enough protein that you're gonna need to support fat loss. Now, if you want to build a whole lot of muscle, then you're going to obviously increase the amount of protein, increase the amount of food. We're going to add some complex carbohydrates and things like that, and that's going to do great for you. But in terms of fat loss, especially if you're using the zigzag strategy that I've taught in the past, oh my goodness, you don't even have to worry about adding excess protein on top of that. So hopefully that makes a whole lot of sense. Feel free to ask me any more questions about that. Now, let's move into the exercise component of all of this.
And that concludes the first part of this two-part series. That was the nutrition portion. In the next episode, I'm going to go over the exercise components and strategies that you're going to need to be able to lose as much fat as humanly possible. I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, make sure if you haven't already, we've got free courses online that you can download right away. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com, get yourself a free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. You can also get yourself the free metabolism course, 45-minute audio download. And also, don't forget, you can go to our smoothie challenge, our smoothieshred.com challenge. We've got a challenge coming up. We usually do challenges once every couple of months. And if it's still before the new year, you can get in on our end of the year blowout special. Brooke and I combined forces, put all of our digital self-study courses and programs together at a ridiculously low rate, lowest that we've ever sold any of our stuff for. So you can go ahead and find out more information about that at smoothieshred.com. This is Thomas Tadlock, your host, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.